We've been learning the laws of Pesach, more specifically this particular year in which Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and that we try to mimic the ways that we behave on a typical Erev Pesach, even though we are doing numerous activities not on Erev Pesach, but rather the day before on Friday because of the issue of so many other things that you cannot do because it's Shabbos. Among the things that we discussed, the last one which we discussed yesterday was Hagalas Kalim, about koshering vessels, that a person should not distinguish between one year and the next, and therefore should be koshered early part of the day. We also discussed the possibility of not doing work on Friday, in which we are more lenient, holding like the opinion of the Yerushalmi. The whole issue was because of the Karban Pesach, in which the Karban Pesach would not be brought on next Friday, would be brought on Shabbos, because that pushes off the Shabbos. We still bring in Karban Pesach. So, and we also discussed when it came to eating matzah, that a person, some people don't eat matzah all of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and some people do eat matzah up until Erev Pesach. The question is, would that Friday be an issue, which is the day before Erev Pesach? So again, there's also a dispute. And all of this really began when it came to Bi'ur Chametz. That the Bi'ur Chametz technically could be done on Friday all the way to that very end, all the way until Shkia, until Shabbos begins, because after all, you still are allowed to own Chametz technically, because you're still going to be eating Chametz that Friday night, as well as Shabbos morning, as we're going to be doing next week. But nonetheless, so as not to make this mistake and think that we can burn chametz late into the day on what would really be an Erev Pesach here, therefore we burn the chametz earlier. With this said, we also find this brought down by mechiras chametz. We're going to wonder, well, the other things maybe have practical applications. What's the difference about mechiras chametz? So it's sold, and I don't really have anything to do with it. I'll write on a shtar, I'll sign, and I'll give it over to an agent, to a shliach. So what difference does it make when the mechira is done? So we're going to get to that. So it's brought down in the Pesukei Teshuvos, v'seder mechiras chametz b'shana zu, when it comes to this year, which of course we cannot do the mechira on Erev Pesach, because we cannot make a transaction, a sale on Shabbos. And therefore it has to be done on Friday. The question is it necessary for the mechira to take place early in the morning hours? Or can we do it later on? After all, you'll have to own chametz anyway during that time. So he says that we find kamadeos beposkim. There's many different opinions exactly what should be done. So he says, yesh omrim, there are those that say, shishol machru l'nachri b'yom shishi b'shah hachamishas, that it should be sold on the Friday in this year, up to the fifth hour, kivachol hashanim, like we find we do all the years on an Erev Pesach. K'moshe kasev b'shulchan aruch, and in bi'ur chametz shlo yavu l'taot b'shar hashanim. So you're not going to make a mistake and think that you can do it later other times as well. So therefore, we're always going to require all these activities to be done at the same time, even though technically you shouldn't have to. So therefore, he advises that the mechiras chametz should be done, let's say, at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30 in the morning, 11 in the morning, in that range, depending on where you live. So what's the problem? There's a couple major issues, even though you really had nothing to do with the mechira, and you don't know what happened, but you just know your chametz was sold. And that issue is Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The question is, if you're hungry, are you allowed to go into your cabinet? Are you allowed to open up your closet and take some chametz and eat from it? So the question is, why not? After all, it's not even Erev Pesach. We're going to be eating chametz on Friday night. We're going to be eating chametz on Shabbos morning. So why would I not be allowed to open up my cupboard and take a donut, have some mizonos? And the answer is, not because of chametz issue, but because of gezela, because you're stealing. Why am I stealing? It's mine. It's in my house. Because it's mechira. If in fact it's a legitimate sale, and you were being honest with this mechira, then the question is that after the mechira took place, am I allowed to eat chametz thereafter? Seemingly not. Seemingly not. And in fact, he brings down in the Shalos Tshuvos Kav Chaim, he says that there are those that will sell their chametz on the Friday, the fifth hour, and b'shas zubahalon. From that time on, his nagu kibachol er Pesach mamish. All of the same restrictions apply, and therefore chametz would not be eaten. So there's some problems. The first problem is not everyone, unfortunately, is here hearing this, and therefore they may not realize they're going to go and eat some chametz on Friday afternoon, and it would be gezeil, it's stealing. Another issue. The other issue is, if in fact we're doing a mechira, we're selling our chametz on Friday, then how could we be eating chametz on Shabbos? Doesn't make any sense. We're eating chametz on Shabbos morning. We're eating chametz on Friday night. And the answers are all, both answers to those questions will have to be that there's going to be something special in the mechira, a special stipulation. Because if you do not make a stipulation, then it's going to be an issue of if it was in fact sold, then you really are not supposed to be eating it. Again, not because you're eating chametz, because it's not a problem. You'll have to eat chametz. The problem is that it's not yours anymore. And therefore it should be considered to be gezeila. In order to take this mechira seriously as we must, if we don't take it seriously, then that means you own chametz on Pesach. So the fact that you're selling your chametz means it's a legitimate sale. So he says as follows, that this is what some do. Mokrin ha-chametz l'nachri b'yom vav b'shah ha-chamishis. That in fact, in order to not change the way it's done on typical years, the chametz will be sold in the fifth hour on the Friday. However, there will be something which will be added to this document when it's being sold to the Nachri, to the Nanju. And what is that? Shamachira tochul somoch lachanisas hashabas. Vichtavusha prati. That it should be written actually in the document that even though we're doing this transaction right now in the morning, the reality is this will not kick in until moments before Shabbos. So Shabbos is, let's say, let's pretend it's at 8 o'clock. So you write on the shtar that the sale will only work, only apply, starting at a few minutes before 8 o'clock. And therefore what you've done is you've alleviated the issue of people eating chametz, which is not theirs, because it still is theirs. So the sale was still done at the right time, as what's always done. But we add an extra line so as in order to allow people to eat chametz on that Friday afternoon. So how about Shabbos day? How in Friday night? How does that help? Because we can't write on the shtar that it should continue to, it should work, that this sale should be binding starting on Shabbos. Because then, again, it would be the issue of making a sale on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. So you can only make the sale up until Shabbos, but not into Shabbos, because otherwise you're doing a sale, a transaction, which you're not allowed to do. And therefore, this is something else. He says as follows: "B'nohagim kein srichin lefarish b'shtar mechira." They need to specify in the document. Quote: you don't have to use this lashon. Hachametz sheitzruchu avor seudo Shabbos lo nechlo b'mechira. That whatever we are going to be eating on Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning, is not part of this deal. And therefore, even though the document, if it didn't say this, then the bread that we'd be eating on Friday night is already his, because we own that bread, which means that if it was Mechira, then that sale would have taken place for that bread as well. And therefore we have to exclude it specifically so that we're not going to be eating someone else's food. The Yesh Kosvu, and there are those, furthermore, that write, Sheish ledaik v'lichtov ani masna im hanachri shachametz hanishar acher hasuda v'ani ro'o yehi reshus b'yadu lasos imo komash yertze. That in the event that what happens if I don't finish the bread on Shabbos morning and the time is ticking and I have only a couple minutes to get rid of it, so I have permission to get rid of it in whichever way I want. And therefore, because if you did not write this, so then if you only wrote that all the needs for Shabbos for my meal, so what happens if there's leftovers? That leftovers, if you've excluded your entire meal, so now you're going to own this chametz. And therefore, you should write in the document that if there is anything left over, I want you to have ownership over it. But in the event, we want to be able to discard it in any way that we wish. And therefore, that's something which is allowed. In the conclusion, It's also brought down, which we're not going to see, that Shulchan Aruch discusses another option if you do have leftovers, and it's impossible to discard it, as you may hear, you're supposed to flush it on the toilet and things. If you have a lot, then it is permissible to give it to a Nachri. If you give it, even on Shabbos, that the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll discuss maybe a later time, which is much more discussed, permits.